Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On September 10th, there was an uprising at Kinross Correctional Facility in the Upper Peninsula. According to the Michigan Department of Corrections, it was the most serious incident inside a Michigan prison that most in the department could recall since the 1981 riot at what was then called Southern Michigan Prison in Jackson. The MDOC says there were no injuries to corrections staff or to inmates. Some 250 prisoners have been transferred out of Kinross since the uprising. But there is a dispute over just what to call what happened at Kinross. Here's MDOC spokesman Chris Gouts.
This is not, by any stretch of the imagination, would be considered a riot. I mean, all the dictionaries on my shelf and the dictionaries on your shelf would draw the same conclusion. Mr. Webster is on my side on this case. It wasn't a riot. It was, though, a very serious situation.
The MDOC asserts that at no time was the facility not under control of the department.
This was not a case where we had to take back the prison. The prisoners were back in their housing units. They were sitting on their bunks when we moved in with our emergency response teams to go in and remove the prisoners that were the instigators during a protest march earlier in the morning. We went through unit by unit and identified those prisoners and removed them and took them out of the facility. While we were doing that, some of the prisoners in the other housing units just took that opportunity to break things in their housing unit. And when we got to them, to their unit, we did the same thing as we did with the others. We pulled them out, we zip cuffed them, and then we took out the ones we needed and then returned those back to their housing units that we didn't need to take out.
There has been a lot of publicity over the poor quality and shortages of food in Michigan prisons ever since the state privatized prison food services in 2013. The MDOC's Gouts said this was not about food, but part of a larger national effort to stage protests inside prisons across the country on the 45th anniversary of the Attica prison riot in New York.
They presented the staff with a list of 11 demands that they had. And of the 11, they ranked food as number 8 on that list. So it was not over food, but it was one of the things that they were complaining about.
With us now to talk more about this is Tom Tulutke, who's president of the Michigan Corrections Organization. It's the union that represents Michigan corrections officers. So was this a riot, Tom?
Cindy, it was a riot. To call it anything else is amazing. I hear terms being thrown out about the Webster's Dictionary, but MCO was at the prison. We saw tapes, live footage of what were several hundred inmates out of control, doing damage to the physical plant, not obeying the rules, disregarding the siren, which meant you needed to get back to your bunk for a count. They disregarded not only one siren, but three sirens. We're basing our opinion on the story told to us from our correction officers, and Michigan Compile Law 752-542 is clear. There's a law here in Michigan on what a riot is at a state correctional facility, and it definitely falls within this realm.
Tom, take us into the stories that you did hear from your corrections officers as far as what was damaged, what prisoners were doing during this disturbance.
Well, it started the day before with a protest out in the yard. So there was rumors amongst the prison that there was going to be a work stoppage on Friday, and there was. They didn't show up for food service and other jobs that prisoners do. Lunches were made from the prison right next door and brought over. Saturday morning, about 30 to 50 prisoners took it upon themselves to go out to the yard when it was off limits. And they were asked by correction officers to go back inside. They refused to go back inside. In fact, they started recruiting other prisoners out of the housing units. And at one time, we were told there was 300 to 500 prisoners in the yard marching, and several of them approached the control center area of the administration building, which is out of bounds. And keep in mind, the whole time they're out marching, the whistles, the sirens going off, and the siren means they're attempting to lock down the prison. So at this point, with this many prisoners refusing, there's no control inside the prison. I mean, if they're refusing the orders and they're refusing to lock down, it's amazing to me that Mr. Gouts says that they had control of the prison, because that's clearly not the case. when you have this many prisoners in mass disobeying the rules. They went to the control center, and the deputy wardens came out and did some talking to them, tried to encourage them to get back to their housing units. Eventually, they did go back to their housing units for a count. At this point, we were left with around 16 correction officers left inside the prison with all these prisoners, and they were running in and out of each other's units, which is a violation of the rules. They were throwing stuff around. Several of them had spud juice. They were drinking. They were grabbing fruit out of the gardens and cutting them up with homemade knives in clear view of the officers. And the officers were told by the administration at that prison, don't engage the prisoners. We've lost control. Help's on the way. And this is what these officers had to deal with for several hours. Sometime within the night, the administration made a decision that there was enough ERT members, emergency response team, and there was enough other officers there to form gun squads to enter the prison. So they made a call to the units and got the rest of the officers out and brought in armed officers who surrounded each building, and the ERT members went in. It was at this point that the significant damage took place. They barricaded themselves in. Officers told me when I was there last week they had to use a pepper ball launcher to have the prisoners retreat back because they were coming towards officers. So by no means was it peaceful. Our officers...
And we understand there was certainly damage in terms of fire, windows smashed.
Windows were smashed. Sinks were smashed. A dryer got thrown out a window of one of the housing units. They broke into the counselor's office and burned files. There was a fire in at least one of the units. And how this is labeled not a riot just is beyond us here at Michigan Corrections Organization.
I've got to imagine you are shaking your head at the fact that there were no injuries with all of this.
It's a minor miracle, and what it tells me is that the inmates respect the officers as the police force in there. They have obvious issues. Ken Ross has had several protests over the food, the quantity and the quality of the food. And that's what officers told me when I went there. Inmates have been complaining about the food, the physical plant at Ken Ross, prisoner pay they were complaining about. It's been stagnant for years and takes 3 or 4 days pay to buy a bar of soap. Now, we're not advocating for pay and different things for inmates, but when it affects the living conditions and the safety of our officers, we need to take a look at this stuff. And definitely there were prisoners in this prison, that's a dormitory setting, that should not have been housed there. They were higher levels, but they were brought down into these lower levels in an attempt to save money. And we've been complaining about the classification system for years.
We did ask the MDOC, Tom, about the security classifications of prisoners and saving money, and they strongly denied this happens.
Of course they would. Of course they would. I'm telling you that our officers get an opportunity to go through these files, and there's prisoners doing a lot of time with heinous crimes that are in these places. And, of course, they own the classification system. They're going to say they're not doing this, but I'm telling you, it's happening. It's a problem. And if we're not going to address it, these type of things are going to continue to happen.
Tom, help us understand how critical that food issue is inside a prison.
You know, it's very critical because just when the food's running late, it throws the whole schedule of the prison off. I mean, somebody's not getting yards. Somebody's not getting the ability to go to the gym. And looking at the quality and the portions of the food, officers are saying that it's not what it used to be, that some days the food looks good, some days it doesn't look good. And I'll tell you, as part of our contract, our officers are able to eat in the kitchen a free meal, and many of them choose not to because they just don't want to eat that food. And they're sympathetic to some of the prisoners that are complaining when they see the food.
What's the status at Ken Ross as we speak today?
They're easing back into normal operating procedures. I was told there was about 300 inmates that were transferred from the prison to higher security prisons. I was also told this, Cindy, that a majority of the prisoners that were wrote out were written a misconduct ticket for their actions of this evening, and the ticket was for inciting a riot, is what I was told. So that's interesting to me, but I'm still trying to get to the bottom of that.
What are you hearing, Tom, from your corrections officers in terms of what changes need to be made, what needs to happen to keep things from erupting the same way at Kinross or any other Michigan prison?
They believe the food situation needs to be addressed. Over the years, there's been cuts in staffing. And, you know, correction officers are the police force inside a prison, and every time you cut a layer of security, you've got less eyes and ears and on the ground and less monitoring the prisoners. I think we need to take a strong look at the classification system. We need to look at the training that the officers receive. It's been years since we've really updated our training. I think we need better training inside the prisons. I believe the pay issue needs to be addressed. And definitely, I have mentioned it, and I'll mention it again, the classification system needs to be looked at.
Tom Talutke is the president of the Michigan Corrections Organization. Tom, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy.
The state law that Tom Talutke referenced in terms of what is and is not a riot in Michigan prisons, you can find that on our website at michiganradio.org.